good morning. It's a Tuesday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Hold on to your hat today, Alan. It's going to be windy. We're going to see heavy rain, perhaps some thunderstorms moving through, all this coming from the south. But it could provide some problems in terms of downed trees and power lines, but of course, slick conditions on the road as those leaves come down off the trees in the rain.
Yes, these are always times in the fall when people underestimate the danger of these slippery leaves. And, you know, especially on the back roads, this can be a horrible situation. They're now talking about winds of 50 miles an hour. And that's when tree limbs fall down, trees fall on people's houses, and there's a certain amount of chaos if it really materializes. Now, if it doesn't materialize, good.
Let's go to the news of the day and the blaring headlines about Bill O'Reilly, formerly of Fox News, and the latest about his $32 million settlement for alleged sexual harassment, and that Fox knew and still re-upped him in his contract.
And they did because they said he was a major talent who could bring ratings. I believe that's what the comeback was to the station. Look, if in fact there is a settlement and if in fact it involves multi-millions of dollars, one can assume there was a reason for the settlement. So for O'Reilly is now talking about how he was mad at God for doing this, and that was on CNN this morning. So here's a guy who has made his reputation by being angry. I remember once when my friend Maurice Hinchy decided he was going to take on O'Reilly on the O'Reilly Factor. I didn't think that was a good idea at all. And of course, he tried to talk, but there was no talking because O'Reilly is a guy who shouts everybody else down. And there is a certain schadenfreude, meaning some people feel good that a guy who has been dishing it out is getting some of his own.
Well, they were dishing it out in Selkirk, then out in Canandaigua yesterday. In Albany, it was Governor Andrew Cuomo and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer railing against the tax cut plan and the deductions that would go away. And certainly part of a strategy between the state and the congressional delegation to go after the Republicans on this plan. John Faso, for example, responded, said he was not in support of these deductions that would go away, but did not say he would not vote for it.
Well, he learned, I think, a powerful lesson when he indicated his support for the revised health care plan, the end of Obamacare, repeal and replace. And boy, did that ever mobilize people. They were sitting on his lawn. In New York State, you eliminate the federal and state tax deductions, and people are going to really suffer as a result of that. So no wonder Andrew Cuomo is out there with Chuck Schumer doing what he should be doing, which is saying this is a killer for us. Now, it doesn't stop there because there's a second part of all of this, and that involves whether or not those of us who put money into 401ks would be limited on how much money we could put in. This leads President Trump to say, that's not going to fly. I'm not going to basically allow that. Well, you know, you have coordinate branches of government, you have House of Representatives, and from all that we are hearing is the House is planning to put that limitation on so that they can raise the money so that the deficit doesn't go beyond what it is either allowed to go or what Republicans traditionally have always railed against. So here you have a president saying it's not going to happen, and you may have other regular Republicans saying we are going to let it happen. And that speaks to the dissonance in the Republican Party, which we all know, and could spell real trouble for all of this for the Republicans.
The continuing controversy with the Berkshire Museum. Three of the artist Norman Rockwell's sons are suing them now for plans to sell 40 pieces of art, including three of the famed illustrator.
Well, there are many people who think it's a disgrace. There are people on the board who I respect, and they say, how else can we do it? My feeling is you do it the old-fashioned way, the WAMC way. You raise your money by going to your constituency. You don't say we're going to sell our patrimony in order to stay alive. It's a mistake of the first order. Look, Norman Rockwell gave those pictures, including one of his most famous, Sherrington's Barbershop, to the Berkshire Museum because he wanted his friends and neighbors and communities to have it. The Rockwell boys are absolutely right to sue on this. In the meantime, there's some evidence that the auction house in question here and the Rockwell Museum are not going ahead with the full sale that everybody expected them to. But the Rockwells are still in that original group. It is in many people's minds, including mine, a disgrace.